Item number 12, a briefing, Budweiser Share Lunker Program. Mr. Phil DeRocher. Phil?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, I'm Phil DeRocher, the Director of Inland Fisheries. I'd like to take a few minutes this morning briefing you on one of the most successful programs we've ever started in inland fisheries, the Budweiser Share Lunker Program. I plan to go over the history just a little bit to give you a refresher on the history of the program and talk about the status of some of the work that we're currently doing in the program. From the Share Lunker program began as Operation Share Lone Star Lunker in 1986. At that time, the Lone Star Brewery in San Antonio was the sponsor of the Share Lunker program. In 1993, we lost that sponsor, and the program was renamed the just plain Share Lunker program. We had some minor sponsors that kind of took over funding the things that we needed funding for. In 1996, the program could really expand. We got a major sponsor, Anheuser-Busch, and in that time, the program became known as the Budweiser Share Lunker program. The mission of the program, of the Share Lunker program, is to involve the public in the conservation and enhancement of trophy bass fishing in Texas. The rules are pretty simple. The fish must be caught legally in Texas, and it must be more than 13 pounds. It can come from either private or public water. The program runs today from October 1 to April 30th. In the beginning of the program, it ran from December 1 to the end of April. The fish must be kept in good condition, must be expected to survive. Our biologists check the fish when they pick it up and make a rule, judgment about whether they think the fish is in good enough condition to be hauled to one of our fish hatcheries. The possession of the fish must be transferred to the department within 12 hours of capture. We'll return the fish to the angler after we've done some genetic identification, spawning, and at the conclusion of the spawning season. And we've also put a rule in there that we can keep the fish for an indefinite length of time if we need to become part of our breeding program or to put on display at the Texas Freshwater Fishery Center. Now, what the angler gets in this program, the angler gets, of course, he gets a replica of the fish. He gets invited to a banquet that we have every year at the Texas Freshwater Fishery Center, and I would invite you all to come to this because this is a fun time. Nobody who comes to this banquet is mad at the Parks and Wildlife for any reason. The anglers also get a Share Lunker jacket, and the angler who catches the largest fish for each year is recognized as the Angler of the Year, and besides everything else, he also gets a lifetime fishing license if he's a resident of the state of Texas. When we started this program, and still today, we have four objectives to the Share Lunker program. The first objective, of course, is to promote the quality of fishing in Texas, is to promote fishing in Texas, particularly largemouth bass fishing and particularly trophy bass fishing. You know, we were very lucky when we started this program. There was a lot of skepticism about whether this program would really work, and not only from people outside, but from people on the staff. The program was scheduled to begin on December 1st of 1986. We were concerned about whether the fishermen whether there was going to be enough fish being caught over 13 pounds and whether the fishermen were going to agree to donate that fish to the agency, because those were rare fish at that time. Well, it just so happens that November 26th, about a week before the program was scheduled to start, we got a call from Lake Fork. And Mark Stevenson's caught a 17.87-pound bass, which was the current state record at that time. We had to make a decision on whether we wanted to start the program a week early. Of course, that was a pretty easy decision. We went and got the fish, and that was the kickoff of the Share Lunker program, a new state record. This fish, let me just say, this fish became probably the most famous largemouth bass ever caught anywhere in America. This fish was put on display at the Bass Pro Shop in Springfield. It stayed there for about eight to 10 years. And I think Johnny Morris, the founder of Bass Pro, said this fish probably did more to promote Bass Pro Shops than anything that's ever happened. And he's been very generous to us since that time because of what he feels like Ethel did for Bass Pro Shops. Of course, we had all the major TV networks covered the story of the first entry into the program. We got a lot of good publicity for fishing in Texas. Not only did we get a lot of column inches from the outdoor columns all over the state of Texas and from the outdoor magazines, fishing and hunting magazines, And, of course, we do keep track of how many column inches of publicity the Budweiser Sri Lanka program and the agency in Texas gets from this program. And for instance, in 2007, we counted 2,540 column inches. We estimated at value of $279,000. And that helps us, you know, it helps us get our sponsors. But also, we had some, we get publicity in a lot of non-traditional publications. We've had articles in the Wall Street Journal and Forbes. Articles about the program have appeared in some of these prestigious publications. Now, it started off as a Texas program, but it's become nationally known. 72 of the Sri Lankans, about 15% of the ones that have been caught since the program started in 86, were caught by anglers from 19 different states. So the Sri Lanka program is a national program. It's nationally recognized, and we do get a lot of publicity and draw a lot of people to Texas because of this program. The second objective we have with the program is to promote the catch and release of large fish. You know, prior to the start of the Sri Lanka program, people tended to keep the larger fish and release the small ones. And we began to institute a program trying to convince them that it was best to release the large ones and keep the small ones. So we were promoting the catch and release of large fish, and it's worked. And we've shown people that the fish that are caught will survive. These large fish, if they're handled correctly, they will survive. For instance, this fish, Sri Lanka number 389, was caught in 2005 at Lake Allen Henry. That fish took a long trip to Athens, and we put it back in the lake. And we do mark these fish with our coated wire tags so we know if they're re-caught. In 2006, this fish was caught again. It became Sri Lanka number 423. This is apparently not a real smart fish. But we brought it back to Athens, and we went back and released it in the lake. And in 2007, that fish became Sri Lanka number 439. It was a well-traveled fish.
Yeah.
And it took us all those years to finally put it to rest. But anyway, it shows the anglers that these large fish can survive if you take care of them. The third objective we had of this program was to gather information on large bass. You know, you hear a lot of rumors that the Parks and Wildlife, the agency biologists have shocked up a state record bass in this lake, and we find in a lot of big fish. But the reality is we very, very seldom collect any of these large fish in our sampling. And so we were trying to find a way to gather some information on this fish so we could learn more about them. Since the program has began, this just gives an outline of the entries over the years. We've had currently, right now, 442, says 41 here, but we had one this year. The best year we've had so far in the program was 95. We had 35 entries into the program. The worst year was in 01. It was the time of the largemouth bass virus was affecting a lot of our lakes, and we only had 5 entries that year. And some of the things that it's amazing, everybody thinks this is just a East Texas program, but it's become a statewide program. You got to remember, prior to 1981, the state record of 13.5 pounds was caught in Lake Medina in 43, and that record held for almost 40 years. Since that time, we've had 441 lunkers caught, and they've been caught in 55 different public waters and 14 private lakes. So that shows that the stocking program and the introduction of the Florida bass has made the Sri Lanka program a statewide program, not just an East Texas program. Of course, the leader of all times is Lake Fark. We've had 236 of the total come from Lake Fark. 25 come from Allen Henry, that special little place in West Texas, and in third place is Sam Rayburn. Well, one of the things that we're real proud of, since 2000, we've had over 22 new lakes added to the list of lakes that have produced a Sri Lanka. The fourth objective we had was to improve the genetics of our brood stock on our fish hatcheries, to establish a genetic program using these Sri Lankas. When we did our strategic plan on the Sri Lanka program, we established a new program we call Operation World Record, OWR. The objectives of that program were not necessarily to produce a world record. We would like to see that happen, but our objectives primarily were to increase the occurrence of bass greater than 8 pounds. That's our bread and butter fish. You know, these big fish give us a lot of publicity, but there's not many people in the world that have caught an 8-pound bass. And the more of those we can produce, I think the better. better off the program is. One of the other objectives was to incorporate the Lunker brooders into our Florida Bass Genetic Plan to increase the potential growth, to concentrate the growth of these fish. And the third one was develop and implement a selective breeding program. Now, that selective breeding program, part of the Operation World Record, is in two parts. The selective breeding program itself is being conducted at the Texas Freshwater Fishery Center. And not to go into a lot of detail on what we do here, but we cross these sharelunkers with offspring from previous sharelunkers to try to concentrate that growth gene and the growth potential. In 2006, we began a new program to evaluate the performance of these fish. And that year, we produced about 27,000, a little over 27,000 six-inch or better fish. We held the fish and actually grew them out, and we were able to tag them with coated wire tags, and we stocked these fish in seven different public lakes in the state of Texas so we could evaluate their performance. And we're just early in the process, but so far some of the results we're getting show a lot of potential. For instance, what this slide shows is the year after we stocked the fish, we went and sampled, and we collected only the age one fish, the fish of that age class. And what this shows is the percentage of the year class made up by fish that was stocked. You know, we stock a lot of fish, and it's hard to tell. We know it's successful, but we don't know exactly what percent of the population that stocking makes up. But this is showing that at least when you grow 6-inch fish and stock them in the lakes, you have a significant impact on the year class contribution of these fish. And then we also looked at the age. These same fish, we looked at their growth rate compared to the wild fish of that same age. And you can see here in the white bar, in all cases, the fish produced in Operation World Record or from our breeding program are growing faster than the wild fish. And we're going to continue to track this over the years. And the last part is because of the generosity of Anheuser-Busch, we were able to put some resources into some work being done, some genetic work that's not being done anywhere else in the country, some DNA fingerprinting. It required a considerable amount of equipment, and we made that investment, and the results have been really encouraging. We're learning some things now. I think probably the largemouth bass is the first freshwater fish that's ever had this kind of genetic fingerprinting work done on it. What we're able to do now in this day and time is just by collecting a part of a fin, just a part of a fin clip, we're able to tell. We go out on the lake and sample a fish and collect a piece of the fin. We can come back to the lab and tell whether that's one of the fish we actually stocked, and we can go back and tell its parentage, tell what the female was and what the male was from a small piece of fin clip. And we're the first ones in the country to do that, and we're real proud of the staff that's been able to do that work. And I'll be glad to answer any questions. I'd like to introduce, of course, Alan Forsage again, who's the director of the center, who in charge of most of this work, and Mr. Lunker. David, yeah. He was the guy that collected Ethel, first fish that was caught, and I think he's touched everyone that's been in the program in these years. So I'd be glad to answer any questions.
So on the age one research, what's the sample size there? How many fish are we talking about on the differences between the Operation World Record and the one just caught?
It varies by lake. You know, we go out and we collect all the age one fish we can collect.
Like five, or is it 100 or 200?
Oh, it's going to be more than five.
30.
30.
Okay. What is the state record now?
18.3.
18.18.
Yeah, 18.18.
What lake? Do you remember what lake?
Lake Fork.
So Lake Fork. And what's the world record, considered the U.S. record or world?
22.4.
In California?
No, that was caught in Georgia.
Caught in where?
In Georgia.
In Georgia.
Many, many years. Many moons
many,
ago.
Many years ago, though, so many, it wasn't a managed type situation. Purely.
You know, I don't know if that'll ever be broken, you know, but we're one of the few people trying. You know, it a lot of this is kind of goes along with the work that these gentlemen, the great work these people are doing on deer genetics. It takes three things to raise a big deer. It takes three things to raise a big bass. You got to have a bass that can get big, first of all. It has to have the potential, and that's why we're doing this genetic work. It has to have the habitat and the food supply, and we've got a lot of that in Texas. And it has to live long enough. And that's why we do all the slot limits and the protective limits that we do to allow these fish to live long enough to reach their potential.
Well, you made a comment. You didn't know if anybody could get to 22. Are there any other states doing the work at the level you're doing, trying to accomplish the same thing?
20-plus pounds.
Oh, there's been several. California is a unique situation. What California doesn't have is they don't have any native bass. So when they stock Florida bass in California, that's the only bass that are out there. So they're not having any intergrades. They don't have any crossing with the northern bass.
No native.
And we're constantly having to, that's not bad, but we're constantly having to fight that. It's hard for us to keep a pure Florida bass population. And they have these little lakes that they fill up with trout every year that the bass really like to eat. So they've got an advantage on us.
That's great work, Phil. Just curious though, on the different catches in 5, 6, and 7, what were the weight differences? I'm just wondering if there was any stress and reduction or.
I'm sorry. What
on the weights of the three of this dumb lunker that got caught three times?
Oh, it. I think it just. It
pretty much stayed the same.
Stayed
the same.
I was just curious.
That was a lot of stress. That fish went from Allen Henry to Athens back to Allen Henry, but it.
Around 14 pounds, I don't remember exactly
what it was.
He stayed the same.
Need to clone his brain, too.
Make it easy for the rest of us, right? Any other questions for Phil? Thanks, Phil, and congratulations to the whole group. I tell you what, you guys have done a wonderful job, and because of that, our fishing life, you see it in everything we're doing with fishing. It's going up, 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 because everybody feels they've got potential. And the way you've spread it throughout the lakes in the state, too. I really appreciate that. I know John Parker loves East Texas, but the rest of us like to catch a big bass, too. So, all right, John? Yeah. let me see. Moving on to, wait, we have one more item, I think, here. Yes.